بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still reading in the additional beneficial points with regard to the long narration of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Further, a believer is continuously tested in his worldly and religious matters. Hence, he should always remain firm in his faith. This is natural that tests and trials will come to a person in this world. And a person should not become so perturbed about it and so disturbed about it that he starts speaking things against his deen. Allah save us all from imtihanat and tests. We are too weak. But the tests and the trials do come, whether it is in a person, in his own life, whether it is in his family, his associates, difficulties, hardships, problems, challenges will always be there. And a person should try and see and handle them on the basis of his Iman and Islam. And for that, we should always make an effort that desire and that reality of Iman and Islam is within us. So if perchance, may Allah forbid, any such trial comes, then we know how to handle it. But if we are not prepared for it and a trial comes, then many times we say things, we do things which are totally wrong and which is against our Iman and our Islam. Therefore, the continuous relationship with deen, a proper living conscious relationship, is very necessary for all of us all the time. Whether it is through the Tabligh Jamaat, whether it is through keeping contact with ulama, whether it is in any other form, but a conscious relationship with our deen is always necessary, that if any difficulties come, that we handle them correctly. May Allah save us all, and if perchance any such condition comes on us, may Allah make it that we handle it correctly also. It is meritorious to give charity as part of one's repentance. However, it is disliked to give all of one's wealth in charity, as this will reduce one to poverty and begging. When a person makes tawbah, then it is also part of the repentance that he should give some charity also. Charity, sadaqah, Allah loves very, very greatly. And for any difficulties that befalls us, we should try and give some charity. Whether it is just a little bit, or whether it is even a huge amount. As we see, Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the happiness of his tawbah being accepted, he wanted to give away all his wealth. But Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was always there as a model and perfect example, advised him not to give away everything, but he should give part of it away and he should maintain part. To give away all one's wealth, sometimes a person does come in the josh and he wants to give away everything, and if it makes him now a beggar, believes his family as a beggar at the time of death or before death, a person gives away everything what he's got, now he leaves his family as beggars, that is also not correct. So the moderation is also necessary, but to give charity as part of one's tawbah is also very meritorious and very great. One should continue with acts of obedience despite having sinned. This also is a very important thing. Allah save us all from sins, which are the biggest challenges and the biggest problems that we face in our life. And when a person does fall into sin, many times then a person gives up all other good also. Shaitan plays havoc with that person. Tells him, when you have committed the sin, where are you going to masjid? Where are you going to make namaz? Where are you keeping a beard? Where are you keep wearing a kurta, etc. Where you donning the burqa, the hijab, the cloak, you are so sinful. So by such, shaitan plays havoc with a person, and then he gives up whatever good he was doing. And that is the height of stupidity also, which the shaitan reduces us to. That when we have done wrong, then instead of getting on with the good, he makes us give up the good also. And then a person goes more into wrong, and he goes more into other evil things also. And he feels, I'm a shaitan, I'm a bad person, and he does more and more wrong. That is also a complete wrong attitude. And to save oneself from that also, one's relationship with deen must be strong. And every person, we are humans, we do make sins, we do commit sins. But if we have that relationship with deen, then that sin which we had committed, no matter how great, it won't make us give up our deen. Many a person feels also that, for example, this is quite common, where can I give bayan? Because I'm so sinful. So in the same way then, where can I make namaz when I'm so sinful? Where can I do anything? A famous poet of India said in Bombay that how can I go to Kaaba, in other words, go and make hajj with this sinful person that I am? How can I go and perform hajj and give my presence in front of Allah Ta'ala? Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali, a very great buzurg and wali, he saw that this form will discourage people from doing good things. And he changed the form and he said, with this very same face, my sin, I will go and perform hajj. My shame that I feel because of committing sins, I will bury it in the ground. I will make tawbah and cry in front of Allah and make him happy. And Allah gets happy when a person makes tawbah and a person begs from Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So sin should not be the cause that we stay away from good deeds. Because of committing sin, we shouldn't we have done wrong, doesn't mean we do more wrong now. No, we should do good. And it comes in the Quran Sharif that cover up your sin with good deeds. So if we did commit a sin, do good deeds more now. Give some more charity, make more namaz now, make more tawbah. So sin should not keep us away from deen, but it should bring us more closer to deen. Shaitan's terrible way of working amongst others is, before committing a sin, he says, just make it, what's it? It's a guna, everyone makes guna, nothing. You can ask forgiveness, Allah will forgive you. When you have committed the guna, now shaitan tells you, where will Allah forgive you? You committed such a terrible guna, there is no forgiveness for you. So we should work the opposite, that we should save ourselves totally from sin. Make every effort. And if we still fell into a sin, then now turn to Allah and make tawbah. Don't think that I've committed a sin, I'm a write-off, and there's no chance for me. And also the friends that we meet, etc., we should encourage them on good also all the time. Because they don't perhaps meet with the ulama, they don't go in jamaat, in khanqah or anything. We should try and give them hope, and Allah loves that person who gives hope to people, and then they turn to Allah and ask him for help. Allah loves those people who brings his servants back to him. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.